Okay, good evening, everybody. It is... What is the chus? To be here on a Thursday night learning together. Certainly looking at the crowd is rather overwhelming. And I must begin by thanking the Berg family who brought most of their family tonight. But we thank the Berg family for generously sponsoring tonight's shiur in honor of three generations of Bergs who come to the shiur. And we should give them a round of applause for that. And let's hope, Be'ezrat Hashem, that we'll still be able to give the shiur and all the Bergs will have arichas yamim v'shanim and good health to be here learning together when there's a fourth generation of Bergs, Be'ezrat Hashem, coming to the shiur. Yes. Well, certainly if there's a fourth generation, we hope it comes through marriage. Okay. The Gemara Kiddushin of Aflamet says that Kol Malamed Ben Beno Torah, someone who teaches their grandchild Torah, Ma'al Elav HaKosav, HaKosh Baruch Hu says it's comparable, Ki'ilu Kibla Mehar Sinai. It's as if they got the Torah, they received the Torah from Har Sinai. So just seeing the Bergs here with the children and the grandchildren, knowing how much you've learned and modeled for them, and seeing that all here is really incredible, and we hope you'll have continued nachas from your entire mishpacha. So I wanted to speak tonight to learn about Malava Malka. Malava Malka, I think, is something that kids like to say they want Malava Malka because they just want to eat good food, so they pin it on Malava Malka. And I think it's one of the aspects, the mitzvos, that many, I'm really speaking for myself, back in the day, you come back from yeshiva in Israel, and you're very makpid on Malava Malka. And then over time, maybe as the waistline grows, you're not as makpid on Malava Malka anymore. But there is young people, men and women, who come back from Eretz Yisrael very makpid. I recently got a shaila from a young woman in the shul, from our shul. She wanted to know, when she has Malava Malka, should she say Shir Hamalos or Al Naros Bavel? Which is like, whoa, first of all, that means you're saying Al Naros Bavel. And second of all, you're makbid on Malava Malka. It reminded me, like, Malava Malka is a thing, and I wanted to understand it. We focus a lot on the three meals on Shabbos, the Gimel Seudos, Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos. There's Havdalah B'Samim. What exactly is Malava Malka? So if you turn the first page, it's a simen in Shulchan Aruch. Perhaps the smallest. I don't know if it's exactly the smallest. I didn't look at every simen in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a very small simen in Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says in source number one, La'olam Yisader Adam Shulchano B'Motzei Shabbos. A person should set their table on Motzei Shabbos, Kidei L'Lavos as a Shabbos, to escort the Shabbos out. Afilu Eino Tzarech El Kizayis. Even if a person is eating a Kizayis, he should set the table and seemingly eat. Malava Malka, it's a Siman Shulchan Aruch. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was very careful. He would awaken and inspire people to Malava Malka. Malava Malka was called Sudas David Malka Mashicha. Does anyone know why it's called Sudas David HaMelech? Yeah. David HaMelech was supposed to die on Shabbos, and he would learn, and the Malach couldn't get him. So every Motzei Shabbos, he made a big feast. I'm alive. The Malach and Malach couldn't get me. That's the Pshat. That's explanation of Pshat. There's also the divine chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has four wheels, and that's the three meals of Shabbos are three of the four wheels. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The fourth wheel is Malava Malka, David HaMelech. Rav Shlomo Zalman would be very careful. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if you're Mevata on Malava Malka, you're actually erasing a full simon in the Shulchan Aruch. The simon in Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Shlomo Zalman would be very careful. If you take a look in source three, it is Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah. They point out from the Rebbe of Lublin that there are two simonim in Shulchan Aruch where the entire siman is about a meal, a suda. One is Malava Malka, and the second is Sudas Rosh Chodesh. We quoted this on the Thursday Night Live shiur back on a meal on Rosh Chodesh. And he says that you have two simanim in Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes the pasuk in Malachim, al derech drush. The pasuk says, ad masai atem poschim al shnei se'ifim. When are you jumping between the two sides or jumping over the two se'ifim? So there's two se'ifim where Simanim and Shulchan Aruch that people skip over, Sudas Rosh Chodesh and Sudas Melav Malka, and they would warn people. The Gra was very makpid on Melav Malka and washing. If you take a look in Source 4, Rav Sternbuch quotes a wild story. He says that one time, Pam Biker Eitzel Agra, Zechetzal Gavracha, Talmido HaGrach Mivalozhin, Reb Chaim of Valozhin went to visit his Rebbe on Motzei Shabbos, and his Rebbe said, did we eat Melav Malka? So most students today, when they go to the Rebbe, what would they do? Yeah, of course they eat Melav Malka, right? So Reb Chaim Valozhin wasn't going to lie to his Rebbe, and he said, no, I'm not feeling well, I'm a little bit ill, and I'm worried that if I eat a meal, it's going to damage my health. So I had a piece of cake, a honey cake. So the Gra yelled at him, and he said, you better go wash Melav Malka right now. The Gra was very makpid on Melav Malka. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he quotes from the Tosfos, that if a poor person is coming for tzedakah, we give them, right, we have Srila here, Tomche Shabbos, we give them food for meals of Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, you have to give them food for Melav Malka also. You see, it's a real halacha, which is taken very seriously. There's tremendous benefit and segulas for someone who's careful on Melav HaMalka. In Source 6, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, he says, Rabbim ein nizharim besudazeh. Many people are not careful about this meal. V'hamekayma scharo meruba. Someone who fulfills it, his schar, her schar, Prima Gadim says, women are obligated also. Hamekayma scharo meruba. The reward is great. Rav Sternbuch in Source 7, in the middle of the second line, V'zochin az bekach lebracha, the Yeshuos harbe. There's many blessings and salvations. Umesuga lahatzil mimachlos. It's a segula to be saved from illness. And one is zochet to parnasa tova. So there's a tremendous, I don't know if segula is the right word, but there's a segula, there's a schar, a tremendous schar for someone who partakes in Melav HaMalka. The Ritz Geus, who's a Rishon, he writes that a person who's careful on Melav Malka will have Parnasa. If he has the Suda Motzei Shabbos, he'll have ample Suda all week long. And our Sternbuch says, I don't know why, but Klal Yisrael, they're not Malachim, they're not Nevi'im, they're B'nai Nevi'im, there's something there. There's a tremendous Kepeda. The people were very careful about Melav Malka, and as such, the schar is great. And the question is, where does it come from? Where does it come from and what exactly are we doing? Why? What is the point? So if you take a look in Source 11, it's the bottom of what's here, page 4. It's the Gemara and Shabbos. Let's learn this Gemara together. You have the Aramaic here and you have the English underneath it. The bottom of page 4, Source 11. I'm sorry we ran out of sheets. I apologize. Omar Balazar. The Gemara in Source number 11. La'olam yisader adam shulchano be'erev Shabbos. A person should have their table set on Erev Shabbos. We know this, Kavod Shabbos, we shouldn't get home from shul and then set the table. We set the table, right? The Gemara in Shabbos says that two malachim escort a person home from shul, and if they see the table set, they give them a tremendous bracha. So a person should have their table set on Erev Shabbos. Afal pi she'enu tzarech el kizayis. Even if a person's only eating a small amount, you need a whole table set. You can have just a kizayis. Still, set the table. It's kavod Shabbos beyond just practically how to eat the food. V'amar Rabbi Chanina adds, La'olam yisader adam shulchan b'motzei Shabbos. A person should have their table set on Motzei Shabbos. That's where the Shulchan Aruch is getting it from. Have a table set on Motzei Shabbos. Afal pi she'enu tzarech el kizayis. Even though a person's only going to eat a kizayis, a small amount. The Gemara continues, Chamin b'motzei Shabbos, to have hot water, a hot drink on Motzei Shabbos, Milugma, it has a healing benefit. It has a healing benefit to have hot drink on Motzei Shabbos. Pas Chama b'motzei Shabbos, to have hot bread on Motzei Shabbos, Milugma, it also heals. It's a remedy. So it sounds like one should have a hot drink and hot bread. Rabbi Avo, have a avdin le bafuke shabsa igla tilsa. Every Motzei Shabbos, they would prepare for Rabbi Avo this animal, a calf, meat. And have a achil minei kuyasa. He would eat from it the kidney. Now is that still a thing? Anyone have some good kidney recently? Kidney pie? I was thinking, you know. Yeah. It's gonna be the next charcuterie board is gonna have kidney on it. So he would have eat the kidney from this meat, this animal, every Motzei Shabbos. So ki gadol avimi brei, when his son Avimi, that's the son of a Yavo, when Avimi got older, Amar le lama lachal of sude kulei, daddy, you're wasting so much money. You're having the whole animal just to eat the kidney. I have a better idea. Nishbol kulei mali shabsa, save it from the animal that you shecht for Shabbos. You're shechting the animal for Shabbos. You'll eat the ribs. You'll have the flanken, whatever, and save the kidney for Motzei Shabbos. Why are you wasting this money and you're shechting a whole other animal just to get the kidney, this delicacy for Motzei Shabbos? And look what happens. Shavku, so he listened to his son. V'asa aryeh achle, and a lion came and ate it. Ate the animal, ate the kidney. I'm not sure exactly. There's a lot of lessons you can learn there. You know, maybe parents shouldn't listen to their kids so quickly. I don't know. Okay, boys. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have anyone who disagrees. And the Gemara says we should have our table set on Motzei Shabbos. There's an idea to have a hot drink, to have hot bread, and Rabbi Avo would have meat. The Rambam, in Source 12, really coming from the Gemara, compares and equates the Erev Shabbos and the Motzei Shabbos, which is interesting because I think for most of us, we treat Erev Shabbos and the kavod for Shabbos in showering and bathing and setting the table and cleaning the house. That's very Shabbos-dick, for lack of a better word. And Motzei Shabbos doesn't feel that way. I'm speaking for myself. The Rambam equates the two. It's really the Gemara. The Rambam writes in Source 12, Misadar Adam Shulchan of Erev Shabbos, a person should set their table on Erev Shabbos, Afapishay no Tzarech El Kazayis, V'chein, and similarly, Misadar Shulchan of Motzei Shabbos, should set his table on the same. Same way we set the table on Friday, we set the table on Motzei Shabbos. Kidei lechabdo b'knisaso u'b'tziyaso. There's Kavod Shabbos at the start, and there's Kavod Shabbos at the end. And we're going to come back to this. What's the Kavod Shabbos? Shabbos is over. Friday, there's anticipation. I understand that. What Motzei Shabbos? What Kavod Shabbos? Shabbos is gone.
It's the Rambam Lishitasa, because the Rambam holds part of Kiddush for Shabbos being mild and kosher lechol and kol l'kiddush.
Yeah, the Rambam says you're mekadesh Shabbos b'knisaso u'b'tziyaso. Which they point out that Havdalah is really a Shabbos halacha. Havdalah, if Shlomo Zalman has a suffix, this is off topic, if a person was deranged all Shabbos, was a Shota, halachic status of a Shota, Shatar's Pater and Mitzvos, and he's healed Motzei Shabbos, is there an obligation to say Havdalah? Because he didn't have Shabbos. That's a alumnus for a different time, but a fascinating conversation. What? For that one. So Rav Sturmach points out that you see from this Rambam that Malava Malka is a real chi of the Rabbanon. It's no different than what we have to do on Friday, Kavod Shabbos. If a person didn't set their table on Friday, if a person didn't shower, assuming they had whatever, they had time, they didn't prepare for Shabbos, they're mevatel a mitzvah of the Rabbanon of Kavod Shabbos. The Rambam sounds like the same thing would be true for someone who was mevatel Malava Malka. It's no different. It's a chiyuv. It's a real chiyuv of kavod Shabbos. It's not so simple though. The Gemara doesn't say chayav. The Gemara says a person should. Does that mean it's an obligation? It's a lechachila. Is it a mitzvah? So both the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishnah Brura point out that it's not such a chiyuv, and it's unclear like what it is. If you take a look in Source 14, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya, he writes, you don't have to have Shalosh Shudas early so that you can eat your Malava Malka. In the summer, it's very challenging. Right? If you're going to have late Shalosh Shudas, it can be there are places where it's even later, but here it can be 8 o'clock. It's going to be hard to have Malav Malka. He says you don't have to eat your shalashudas early enough so that you can eat Malav Malka. Why? He writes in the middle of source 14, Shesu dezu eina chova kol kach. It's not such an obligation. Ela mitzvah min a muvcher bilvad. It's ideal. Mitzvah min a muvcher. The Gemara doesn't say chay. The Gemara says you're chayev to have 3 sudos on Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't say chayev to have Malav Malka. The Gemara doesn't even say the words Malav Malka. It says set the table even if you're only going to have a kazayis. It's a mitzvah. It's an ideal. It's optimal. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Vida in source 15, to mikol makom sudazu, ena chova alav kamo gimel sudos shel Shabbos. It's not an obligation like the 3 meals on Shabbos. The Shamas Mechu Akra, there's Psukim, Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. Ichlu Hayom, Kishabbos Hayom. The Zerak Mitzvah Ba'alma, it's just, I don't want to say just a mitzvah, but it's just a mitzvah. It's no obligation, it's a good thing, you try to do it, do your best, but it's no obligation. Now, before we get to understanding what it really is, and I think this it's very interesting, what does a person need to eat? Now, most people eat something on Motzei Shabbos. Maybe not in the summer. Pizza. But, what? Pizza. Yeah, that pizza. So we'll get into a discussion about milchiks, because Jordan asked that on Shabbos when he announced the shir. He assumed Malav Malka's milchiks, so he wanted to know if we're serving milchiks tonight. So I said, absolutely not.
Three people here tonight.
No, that's not true. We have milchiks, the 9-day shir is well attended. Though Dave Matthew does a great job. So what are you supposed to eat? So, if I had to ask you, what does it sound like from the Gemara?
To the meat, which
he'd slice. Yeah, he would have a whole animal. I mean, he'd eat the kidney, but he right? He'd have meat. What else does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, paschama, have bread. So, yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, ideally a person should have bread and he should try to have meat or other cooked items if that's too difficult or a person's worried about overeating, especially in the summer months. So then try to have mizonos, and you can't have mizonos, so you'll have peros, so you'll have fruit. So it's clear in the Mishnah Berurah that it's ideal. The ideal is to have bread, but a person is yotze with even fruit. This is so serious, and I was shocked when I saw this. I looked in a lot of poskim, no one quotes this. Rav Sternbach quotes that Rav Chaim Volozhin Paskin, that you could have meat, and don't quote this in my name, Lahalacha. But the Rabbi Chaim Volozhin said he could have meat during Malav Malka during the 9 days. Zachiv. He says, like a bris milah. You're allowed to have bris, you know, in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. People have, anyone here make a bris in Yerushalayim and had meat? You had made a flesh of bris, Rafi?
Oh, yeah.
Schnitzel at 10 o'clock in the morning. So, the reason people have meat is because there's a simcha. It's a mitzvah. So Rav Chaim Volozhin is quoted in Source 18, Paskin, that Malav Malka, on the 9 days, you could have meat. So Rav Sternbach disagrees. Rav Sternbach says, bris milah is different. Bris milah, by definition, is simcha. Even though that itself is not so simple, because then the minhag here is not to say shechianu, because it's tsar of the baby. That's a conversation also for another time. But there are kind of legends that so serious is this issue of meat, you can even have meat during the 9 days, and there's a prohibition to have meat.
Growing up, we made a Malav Malka, we always said Chama, which was Shabbos Malimah, but because of that, we always had tea.
Yeah, so there's going to be a part. There's going to be a part two to this Emir Shem, because there's a lot here. But yes, there was a minhag many because of this Gemara. The Gemara says chamin is melugma, so people would have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and they would say chamin motzei Shabbos melugma, which the svarim say it saves a person from sadness, depression, because we say mechabesh ba'atzvosam, and mechabesh is Rosh Tevos melugma chamin b'motzei Shabbos, and atzvosam atzvos sadness. Okay, that'll be the next part. Now, Jordan, this is for you. This is for you. They tell a story that the Ashtravsa Rebbe came into his shtibul on a Motzei Shabbos, and he saw the Hasidim were eating milchik Malav Malka. So the Hasidim saw the Rebbe come in, and they were eating milchiks, and they were very, very, very embarrassed. So they're quickly trying to hide the milchiks under the table. The Rebbe to see them eating milchiks on a Motzei Shabbos, they're having pizza. I don't know what they were eating. The Rebbe said to him, don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. You have nothing to hide. He says, I can bring you proof that in the Midbar, they had Milchik Sosa Malav Malka. Why? There's a position in the Gemara that during all the years in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael was not allowed to eat Basar Taiva. They couldn't eat regular meat, optional meat. The only meat they could eat was the Basar Shlamim. Now the Lach of a Korban Shlamim is how long do you have to eat the meat? You have 2 days and one night. So if they shechted the animal on Friday, they're able to eat their meat on Friday night, and Shabbos day. So they couldn't have meat Motzei Shabbos. So what did they eat? Milchiks. So you see that in the Midbar, they would have milchiks on their Malav Malka. So he said to the Chassidim, don't be so worried, don't feel bad, don't be embarrassed, it's totally fine to have
right.
to have milchiks.
Maybe
they had yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, there's also some other interesting tidbits about the type of food that one would need to eat, because you get the impression over here. You're talking meat, you're talking bread, maybe milchiks. There, I saw a quote in a Sefer, the Minhag Yisrael Torah quote, the Sefer called Rimzei Shabbos. He also quotes from the Ashrav Sarebba, who wanted to be Malame Zechus and people who would go cheap with Malav Malka. Because Chazal tell us that David HaMelech would go cheap on his meals. Why did he go cheap on his meals? He wanted to save money so he could donate more gold and silver to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So if this Suda we started with was called Suda's David HaMashiach, David HaMelech, so to as a Zechus, or as a reminder, as a kar satov to David HaMelech, who went, cheap is the wrong word, but would save, would not put out a great spread for his meal so he could donate more to the Beis HaMikdash. So in honor of that, also, maybe, so if you're having your baby carrots and chumis, Motzei Shabbos, think about David HaMelech. Rav Sternbach quotes a minhag to have leftovers to show that the shiari mitzvah, the broken mitzvah, the pieces, the crumbs, the leftovers from Shabbos, that's also very chashuv. So to have a lot of people will do that, they'll have leftovers. Motzei Shabbos, it's not just, oh, no, be mechabi the mitzvah more. No, even the leftovers, the shiari mitzvah is also chashuv.
That's the most fun.
The leftovers?
Yeah.
Right, until you wake up in the morning and your wife is upset because she was planning on serving that Sunday night. Not that I ever have that problem. So what's the point? That's what really I want to discuss. Why are we having a Suda? We're happy when Shabbos is over? Why do we smell Basamim on Motzei Shabbos? We're sad. So here we're having a Suda. We're celebrating. Again, the Gemara says it. Maybe it's a real chiyuv, like the Rambam. Maybe it's a mitzvah min amuvchar. It's a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. But what? Shabbos is over. I would say we should be sad. We are sad. The besamim is to elevate us from our despair that we've lost our neshama yisera. Why are we celebrating?
When you're extending Shabbos.
We're extending Shabbos. What does that mean?
So
one approach, and Rav Sternbach suggests this, is that we're pained that Shabbos is over. We want to extend Shabbos. Now, if you really want to extend Shabbos, you could, right? If you really want to extend Shabbos, you could. Surely you could end Shabbos at 11 o'clock this week.
you could.
You could extend Shabbos as long as you want, and you can make up. But Shabbos is over, but we had such an incredible Shabbos. We wish there was more. So what do? We replicate Shabbos to a degree. We set the table. It's not just eating. The Gemara sounds like, and the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Mishnah Berurah points out, ideally, we set the table. We want to have an avira, a feeling, an ambiance of Shabbos to show ourselves that Shabbos was so great. We want more. It's not Shabbos, but we want more Shabbos. That's one approach al peep shot. Others explain differently. If you take a look in Source 24, let's try to develop this a little bit. Rashi tells us on the Gemara Nami Kavod Shabbos. This is source 24. Lilavos Bitsiyasa Derech Kavod. It's honoring Shabbos by escorting the Shabbos out. A hush of guests come, we walk them out. They're out of the house, but we're escorting them out. Ka'adah ha'malavas ha'melech p'tseso v'neir. The melech comes to the city. You know, it's not just goodbye. The whole city will walk. They'll take him. A gadol ador comes. You see pictures. You read stories about what happened in Europe when the gadol left. The whole city would walk to the train to see him off. The Shabbos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was with us. The Shabbos, you know, Shabbos is leaving. We escort him out by having a suda. And that's what many explain is the pshat. But Rav Sternbach in source 27 is very bothered by this. He says, V'lechora tamua hadavar. Ha'ech shayach l'lavos ha'shabbos. Acher shekvar yatsa ha'shabbos. Shabbos is over. You escort it out while it's still there. So I would argue the last few minutes of Shabbos then have a suda. You're escorting as the Shabbos is leaving, make a party. But here, he's gone already. Shabbos is over. So, v'asu malacha kibachol, you ate the malacha. You lit a match. You said Abdullah. Shabbos is over. V'alo aderech l'lavos hamalka b'shasha yotzes v'lo laso suda kisha yatsa kvar. The proper thing to do would be to make a suda as she's still there. Shabbos is here. Shabbos is leaving. Make a suda. But Shabbos is gone already. So what's the point? What are you doing? Exactly, you're strengthening the question. Ne'il HaSachag, which we don't do in the shul, but we will next year, Mirtz Hashem. Ne'il HaSachag, as the Yontif is ebbing away, we want more, we're sad to see it go. But now when it's over, you're ready putting away the dishes from Pesach, you're taking down the sukkah. Shabbos is over, what are we doing? So Rav Sternbach explains that it's like a Sudas Hodah. What's the Sudas Hodah? It's a Sudas Simcha, he says. Three lines from the bottom, it's underlined. Vatam, in source 27, Nira, Sheikara Kain Sudas Hodah V'Simcha. It's a meal that we're having as a meal of thanks, of gratitude, of joy. Why? What's the joy? Shabbos is gone, we're sad. Shenish Eres Hashbas HaShabbos Kama Charkach. The Hodah, the gratitude, the Simcha is that the influence, the sanctity, the Kedusha of Shabbos is still here. Shemimena Mizbarchin Kol Shisa Yomin. The 6 days that are upcoming are only possible. They can be good days, blessed days, because of Shabbos. V'lachein osin seuda she'Shabbos nish'eres v'hainu hashpas. Shabbos is not gone. Shabbos is not gone. If we go through Shabbos, and we'll see in the Siva Shalom in a minute, if we go through Shabbos properly, if we really experience Shabbos, so it's not that we make Havdalah, we check our phone, and then like, okay, that's in the past. The rear view mirror has nothing to do. If Shabbos is done properly, even after Shabbos, we're a different person. Our ability to go through the week is because of Shabbos, not just because of the nap, the Kedusha, the Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that Shabbos entails. We just spent three meals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at our table, eating with the Melech, Malchei HaMelechim. So we're different people. So we're celebrating that Hashpa, that Shabbos left us.
If Shabbos is not gone, can you set your table on Shabbos from Malka?
Is Shabbos is over. I don't think so. Shabbos, it's over. The Kedusha is still there. The influence is still there, right? Though I was blessed to spend the week in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't that. I mean, when you get off the plane in Newark Airport, you drop like 1,000 levels of Kedusha. There's no doubt. It's like all that, the balloon. It's just like a hole in it. It's in a hole. It like pops. But the influence is felt afterwards. Shabbos should be the same thing. We should feel different. Shabbos is over. Certainly, Motzei Shabbos Tuesday. Maybe not. But on Motzei Shabbos, there's a Kedusha there, and there's a beautiful Neshiva Shalom, which it's Hashkacha Pratis. I was blessed when I was in Israel to meet with the Bayana Rebbe. The Bayana Rebbe is a huge Hasidus in Yerushalayim. He's American. He speaks English. The Bayana Rebbe, I actually think, I don't know for all 4 years, but certainly for a couple of years, went to MTA, which is fascinating. He's a huge Hasidus. His father was a professor in YU. It's actually, I don't have time to say the whole story, but it's wild. The Bayana Rebbe's great-grandfather, I forgot his name right now, had four sons. And he set the first three up to be rebbes in Europe. I was on Har Zeisim, his great-grandfather is buried there. One had a Chassidus in Bayan. I think he was originer. Had a Chassidus in Bayan. One was the first rebbe, I believe, in Germany, in Leipzig, Germany. The third was somewhere else in Poland. And the fourth son, Nebuch, there was nowhere to send him, so he sent him to America in the 1920s. There were tons of Hasidim, tons of Jews coming to America. He, the originer, felt that it was very important to have a rebbe for all the Hasidim in America. So almost Nebuch, they sent this fourth son to be a rebbe and opened the Bayan Shtiba on the Lower East Side, lived next to Rav Moshe Feinstein when Rav Moshe came to America. All three older sons were killed. Their entire families, not one survivor, and their kihilas were basically decimated by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. The only one that survived was the Nebuch, in quotation marks, the one that ended up coming to America. His children went to college and graduate school, became more secular. I believe they stayed religious. So his son-in-law was his professor, the first, I believe, they say, firm psychologist. And he had a son who, they said, is the only chance to rebuild the whole Bayan Rishon Chassidus. And that's the current Bayan Rebbe. So, to make a look, that was a big tangent. But I had the zechus to meet with him, and I spent around 30 minutes in the office, and I had a whole bunch of questions. And one of the questions I asked him was, I'm looking for something in my own Avodas Hashem to give me a certain hischatshus, a new angle. I'm worried that things could become stale in my own Avodas Hashem. So maybe do you have a hanhaga, a practice, a sefer, a tzaddik in America, a different energy that I maybe could gain from. And the Bayana Rebbe said, I believe you should learn the Nesivah Shalom. He said, but not the Nesivah Shalom on the Parsha. He said that most Chassidish Svarim are set up on the Parsha. He said the Nesivah Shalom has Chelak Aleph and Chelak Beis. Chelak Aleph is all on Avodas Hashem. And he goes, he had a unique approach to Simcha in Avodas Hashem. And he said, Rabbi Yana Rebbe said, he thinks it's lacking today, certainly in America. There's a certain rigidity and a coldness, and we need to be freilich, was his words. We need to be full of Simcha in Avodas Hashem. Learn the Nesivah Shalom. It happens to be, it's a beautiful Nesivah Shalom that explains this very well, and let's learn it together. On the last page, that was a long tangent, on the last page, there's a beautiful, beautiful Nesivah Shalom. A bunch of earlier rebbes quote the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu, "V'hine sulam mutzav arza, v'rosho magia shamayma." Sulam means ladder, but sulam stands for the Rashi Tevos of sulam is Seudas Levayas Malka. Sam Lachlamed Mem Seudas Levayas Malka. So what does it mean? Hine sulam. Mutzav Arza. It's on the ground. People don't care about it. People trample over it. People forget it. But really, Verosho, the purpose is Magia Shemaima, is very holy, is very halig. The Nesivah Shalom quotes this idea, and he says something very beautiful. He says that Motzei Shabbos, Malav Malka, is the pipeline which allows the inspiration, the light, the ore of Shabbos to streamline down the rest of the week. He says, if you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down, at the end of the line there's a period. He says as follows, V'abechina b'zeh, the idea over here is, D'kiyadua, kava kadosh baruch hu, b'chol seder habriya, lios ben kol shtei dargos inyan memutza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established in creation that between two levels, between two layers, there's always a middle path. He says, V'chein yesh gam b'chinas memutza ben yamos hachol v'shabbos kodesh. There's some middle road between weekday and Shabbos. The kodem Shabbos, whose man shall erev Shabbos, achar chatzos. There's weekday, one extreme, Shabbos, another extreme, there's a middle road. There's a transition period. What's that? Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Right, we don't say Tachanun after Chatzos. We say Shir Amalos already. I mean, some say Shir Amalos already. Shaz Yordos. Sorry, the Kodim HaShabbos is one shal Erev Shabbos. Shaz Yordos Kvar HaAros Shal Shabbos Kodesh. Ki Liolam Chasto. And I thank my good friend Moshe Weinberg, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, for telling me what that Rosh HaTevos stood for. On Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, there's already Or of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. We already have that feeling. We have that feeling. We have that feeling on Erev Shabbos. V'hi ha'eish shal hachanos l'Shabbos Kodesh. You prepare for Shabbos. V'ikr inyan ha'achana. What's the hachana on Erev Shabbos? Yehudi yachin es atzmo. A person should prepare themselves. V'yeda ma'ritzono mi'Shabbos Kodesh. A person should already be thinking, what am I supposed to get? What am I supposed to do on Shabbos? Umarot zelakavu mimena. What can I get from Shabbos? What can I accept? What can I receive? V'loya etzlo Shabbos Kodesh kemitzvas anoshim milimuda below machshava. Shabbos shouldn't just be by rote. So the time to think about that is from Chatzos and Erev Shabbos until Shabbos. Ela shetifal etzlo is chadshus. A person should feel renewed. Habriya b'olamo apratiya. Every creation in their own way, their own personal feel, should have a rejuvenation. He goes on two lines later and he says v'chayotze b'zeh. There is that transitional period after Shabbos. B'motzei Shabbos ad chatzos halayla. On motzei Shabbos until chatzos, shezeh hatzinur, that's the pipe, lahamshich es ha'aros ha'Shabbos kodesh, she'irus kol yimei ha'shavua. That's what's going to channel all the aura of Shabbos the rest of the week. V'al zeh amra kasa, v'hine sula mutzav arza, V'rosho magiyah shemaima. D'lechora harizem mutzav arza. It's on the ground. Eretz, artzios, physical. Shrei kvar motzei Shabbos. It's already Shabbos is over. Nidmez shezechol. You think it's weekday. You're on your phone. It's chol. Ach be'emes rosho magiyah shemaima. It's really up in Shemayim. Kol ha'aros shel Shabbos kodesh mi'iros. It brightens. The Yordos Derech Hatzinur and comes down through that pipe, Hazeh, Shemotze Shabbos Kodesh, the Sudas, Malava Malka. Malava Malka, Motze Shabbos in general, and Malava Malka specifically, is that transition. It's Shabbos is over, it's Chol, but there was so much Kedusha on Shabbos, and it's a time to sit back, and I'm hoping in my own life to get better at this, and better appreciate Motze Shabbos, and Malav Malka, but before running off till the rest of the week, which we have to eventually, it's Shabbos is only one day, but what do we get on Shabbos? What do we accomplish on Shabbos? In what way do we grow on Shabbos and allow that to channel and seep into the rest of the week? And then it's a whole different experience. It's not just, let me run through the week and collapse and crash on Shabbos, and there is an element to that, and now Shabbos is over, let me set my week until 7 days later. The whole week can be different because of the Shabbos, and sitting down and setting the table, ideally, and having a Suda, which is a Suda of Shabbos, can allow us to have that, not just the yearning, which Rav Sturmach was saying, but to have that perspective that I want Shabbos to seep into my week. It's Mutzav Arza, but Rosho Magia Hashemayim. It can be very beautiful. It can be very beautiful if we do it properly. And again, I'm really speaking to myself because I need chizuk in this. So hopefully we'll be blessed, like Rav Sturmach says, to Bracha, Yeshua, Hatzalah from illness, Parnasa Tova. We should have tremendous, tremendous schar, but probably the greatest schar we could get from having this perspective of Moshe Shabbos and Malav Malka is that we could have Shabbos during the week. The Kedusha, the davening, the meals, the singing, the zemiros, the learning, the time with family could elevate us not just on Shabbos, but have the impact on the rest of the week. And we should be zoche. We should be zochet to have Malav Malka, Sudas, David HaMelech, and hopefully we'll be together. So if anyone's bored Motzei Shabbos, you come over to my house and we'll have Malav Malka together. Have a good job.